It might be easy to underestimate the seriousness of certain sins. Lying, Sabbath breaking, and covetousness are widely practiced and almost completely socially acceptable. But look at Ephesians 5:3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. The Apostle Paul places covetousness on the same level as sexual immorality. People would be better off if they learned contentment. Now, don't confuse this. It's okay to want something, to try to earn more, to invest. But Paul's talking about greed, the selfish desire out of which springs the sinful act. Covetousness fuels reckless spending, wasteful spending, pointless competition, and it's never satisfied. Be driven by a desire to honor God, not by a desire to have. Avoid covetousness. You'll do yourself a big favor. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.